It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. Some things have changed over the past week when it comes to rules and restrictions related to COVID-19. And on the telephone to get us up to speed on everything is Tuolumne County Health Officer Dr. Liza Ortiz. And Dr. Ortiz, thank you for coming in and talking to us.
Happy to be here.
And I shouldn't say coming in. I should say being on the phone because we are not in the same room.
That is true. We are physically distancing.
Yes, we are. And so the county moved further into stage two. So what exactly does that mean for the county?
Yes. On Monday, the governor made some changes on a statewide level. And then the next day, our county's attestation for county variants was approved. So on a statewide level, retail, offices, pet grooming is open, for example. And on a local level, we are also able to have dine-in restaurants, in-store and destination shopping and swap meets and shopping centers and things like that. So you can go out to eat at a restaurant if you want.
Yeah, that will be definitely nice to do again. What other specific changes are there?
Yeah, so the expectation is that all facilities that are open should go to the state website, which is covid19.ca.gov, and find the state guidelines that are relevant to their facility. And then that'll have some guidance, and it will also have a checklist for any facility to go through. Typically, it involves training your staff and talking to them about what they should do while at work and not coming to work when you're sick and figuring out some sort of system to screen your staff for illness. It involves some guidelines for cleaning. Obviously, that depends on what type of facility you have, but there are some recommendations. And then guidelines for how to implement physical distancing within the facility location. So whether that's using tape or something on the floor to mark out 6-foot distances, having somebody at the entrance who's counting people going in and out so you know how many people are in the store, having different types of ways to flow people through the store so they're not getting too close to other people. And once they fill out that checklist, then they email that to health@tuolumnecounty.ca.gov. And that's the general public health email, so we can keep it on file. And we're also available at that email and at our call center, which is 209-533-7440, to help people navigate that process. Sometimes it's hard to find what checklist you need. Sometimes you have questions specifically about the recommendations. And sometimes people have filled out or incompletely filled out the guidance, and so we communicate with them about that as well.
Now, should those plans be posted at the business or not?
Yes, they should definitely be posted in the facility. So if you have a window or most people have front doors, and make it available for other people to view the guidance as well.
And how much leeway does a business have in regards to the customers? Because can they order them to wear masks or not?
So certainly within a private establishment, you can make recommendations for your patrons. There is no mandatory masking order in the county or in the state as a whole, but businesses can request that their customers behave and conduct themselves in a certain way. But we leave that up to the businesses.
Can the state come back and say things have to go back to the previous stage if we get a surge in cases, or what is the criteria for that?
Yeah, so part of our attestation was to document what our capabilities were, not just to do testing, but also to do contact tracing and to implement a surge if needed and to implement mitigation measures if needed. So if we see that we have an increase in cases that is leading to an impact on the healthcare facility's ability to respond, we can, on the local level or the state level, implement mitigation measures, again, recommending that different things be done to slow down that impact on the healthcare system.
What have you seen so far now that some, you know, restaurants are opening up and we've seen some retailers, you know, being able to open up? What are you seeing?
So we've gotten a ton of calls and we've gotten a ton of emails, a lot of questions about what the process is, a lot of specific questions about what should be done to implement these guidance. And also, we've gotten a lot of really great examples of fantastic plans. So a lot of businesses have done great work in making their establishments safer. So
can you give for the, you know, a business owner who may not know what they should stipulate in their plan, can you give them kind of like an outline of the things you definitely want put in the plan?
The state has made that super easy. It's literally a checklist. All they're going to have to fill out in there is some check marks, as long as they understand what is being requested. And there are sort of ranges of what is recommended. They don't say exactly what cleaning agent needs to be used. You know, they don't say literally exactly how you have to flow people through your store. Everyone understands that the different facilities have different layout and different interactions with their patrons. So there's options for adaptations.
For the customer coming in, what can they do to help make it go smoothly?
So customers should continue to try to maintain 6 feet of physical distance between them and people not in their household. Of course, it's also recommended to wear a mask, not to protect the wearer, but to help protect other people so that if the wearer has the infection but is not symptomatic, they don't pass it on as easily. Make sure that, you know, you're washing your hands or using hand sanitizer, and generally just keep your space around you and you should be fine.
In regards to if they see someone who's not wearing a mask and they want someone to wear a mask, is that something that they should take up with the owner of the business, or should they call the health department and voice a complaint?
So if people have concerns, they're welcome to contact the health department. So usually by the time you've called the health department, there's not much that can be done. Usually those people have left the facility. So if you have a concern, you can speak to the business owner. If you have an overall concern about the business, you can contact the health department.
And what was the state's criteria to apply for this new further level?
So any county that applied for the variance needed to meet the criteria set out by the state about the number of cases we had and the number of deaths we had in the past 14 days. In Tuolumne County, in the past 14 days, we didn't have any new cases and we didn't have any deaths. So we pretty easily met that criteria. And then we had to detail our plans for contact tracing, medical surge, our capacity for testing, and our plans for how we were going to allow businesses to open, and our plans for if we needed to put in more mitigation efforts if we were seeing a surge.
And we pretty much hands down had all of those, right? Because it didn't take them long to say we were a go.
That's true. We as we have been explaining, we've been planning for the reopening process for quite some time now, making sure that we had all of that stuff set up ahead of time, and it was relatively easy for us to explain what we had been planning for.
And as mentioned at the top of this segment, some things have changed over the past week when it comes to rules and restrictions related to COVID-19. And here to sort them all out with us is Dr. Liza Ortiz. And we need to take a break now, and we want to remind you that Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be right back.